welcome to the Shabby Shuffle. This is part two of the series looking at the tango and the development of the tango. In today's episode, we're going to start where we left off in episode one, talking about the development of the dance in tango and how it went on to become an international phenomenon. So my guest and my guru is Hernán Orgoñoz, who is a native of Buenos Aires and an authority on the tango. And I'm sure you'll find what he has to say and the music he's chosen very interesting in tonight's program. So, without further ado, enjoy.
Yes, at the first time the tango was converting sometimes in a misogynist world, and the first time were danced by the Creoles called the compadrito. That are very fanfarron.
Yeah, okay. So strong man.
Yeah, strong man and but dance between themselves because the women are not in society. Mm-hmm. But the women keep his place in this male world as the mama and the family, or in the burdels, mm-hmm. No? And in the burdels they have a lot of life. Mm-hmm. And then develop the tango keep permission at the end of the 19th century to dance between men and women, no? Mm-hmm. And we have strong dancers that I think that between the dance the aristocracy keeps and the non-Argentine and Uruguay people keep the high societies to the tango between the dancers, no? This is a history about one dancer calls, Ovidio Bianchet,
okay.
Knows as El Cachafaz, okay. That Carlos Gardel sings a tango about his life that okay. is calls the tango calls Bailarín Compadrito. It's a dancer, strong and uh-huh. Brave heart, no?
Okay. And
sets one theme about the tango, the evolution, the opinion, the external opinion of the evolution of a man. This man, this dancer, Cachafaz, born in a neighborhood called, in these times, Barracas al Sur, but now called Avellaneda, where they have two of the five most important clubs of football in Argentina. Oh. No, one between the other, curiously. Yeah. It's a worker place, like a suburban. Yes, yeah. It's a suburban and factory place in the 19th century, or the end of 19th century. And he goes to the center of the city, mm-hmm. To learn. To teach to the aristocrat world mm-hmm. to dance the tango, mm-hmm. and he have a lot of money for this, and then these aristocrat people keep him and his dancer is a woman, I don't remember his name,
okay.
To Paris, uh-huh. To New York, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To Holland. This is Por Una Cabeza, de Gardel and Lepera, composed in New York City in 1935, version by Astor Piazzolla for Scent of a Woman film, the scene danced by Al Pacino. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Previously was a strong dancer of tango. They said that, the history said that this the first strong dancer of tango, that he was a Basque man who comes to the Basque country, to Argentina, but immediately he goes to Paris to live.
Okay.
And he developed the dance. He cut the yellow,
he cut the ice.
And then came the gachapá, who is aristocratic Argentinian people, that the aristocratic Argentinian people of the end of the 19th century was very strong aristocratic, because they have a lot of money and power. In Paris said Argentines manteca. Bread. Manteca al techo.
Like mantequilla, no?
Yes.
So
the Argentines shot manteca al techo.
Okay.
No?
They throw at the ceiling.
Because in the high category hotels, the Argentines, but are very aristocratic but not educated people,
okay.
They have. They put the spoons,
yes,
the bread, okay, and keep a kick, tuck, and the bread. If you do that, you
win. No,
the bread stays in
stays
the in the
stays on the ceiling. Okay.
Yes. Manteca al techo.
Okay,
it's a very the version.
Okay.
And they said the manteca al techo, Argentine manteca al techo, and this is a demonstration of their richness in this time from Argentina and from Uruguay. No, this is Anclao en París, of Carlos Gardel and Lepera.
Tirao por la vida de Rance bohemio, estoy Buenos Aires, anclao en París, cubierto de mana, bandeado de apremios, te evoco desde este lejano país. Con esteneplo la nieve que cae blandamente desde mi ventana que da al bulevar, las luces rojizas con tono murientes parecen pupilas de extraño mirar. Lejano Buenos Aires, qué lindo que han de estar, ya van para 10 años que me viste zarpar, aquí en este mormar de favor sentimental, yo siento que el recuerdo me quedaba su puñal. ¿Cómo habrá cambiado tu calle Corrientes? Soy Pacha Esmeralda, tú mismo arrabal. Alguien me ha contado que está floreciente y un juego de calle se da en diagonal. No sabes las ganas que tengo de verte. Aquí estoy varado sin plata y sin fe. ¿Quién sabe una noche me encane la muerte? Y chao, Buenos Aires, no te vuelvo a ver. Lejano Buenos Aires, qué lindo que has de estar, ya van para 10 años que me viste zarpar, aquí en este mormar de favor sentimental. Yo siento que el recuerdo me clava a su puñal.
I asked Hernán if there's a common theme that runs through the lyrics of the songs and the tango.
The themes,
yeah,
the subject of,
yes,
the songs,
yes,
are very, very well. When I keep some, I'm reading some about this, I have a smile, no, because in one part, the one sign says, the tango speak about you speak with your friend if you are man.
Okay.
About women,
okay,
about sports, and about drugs, and about bad nightlife,
okay,
and about when then we have a landmark that was the tango Mi Noche Triste,
okay,
My Sad Night,
okay,
in 1917,
yeah,
was the first singer tango.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
and the subject is about a man abandoned by his woman. This is Mi Noche Triste of Samuel Castriota and lyrics of Pascual Contursi.
Me amuraste en lo mejor de mi vida, dejándome la alma herida y espinas en el corazón. Sabiendo que te quería, que vos eras mi alegría y mi sueño abrazador, para mí ya no hay consuelo y por eso me encurdelo para olvidarme de tu amor. Cuando voy a mi cotorro y lo veo desarreglado, todo triste, abandonado, me dan ganas de llorar. Me detengo largo rato, campaneando tu retrato para poderme consolar. Ya no hay en mi bulín aquellos lindos frasquitos adornados con moñitos, todos de un mismo color. El espejo está empañado, si parece que ha llorado por la ausencia de tu amor. La guitarra en el ropero todavía está colgada, nadie en ella canta nada, ni hace sus cuerdas vibrar. Y la lámpara del cuarto también tu ausencia ha sentido, porque su luz no ha querido. Mi noche triste alumbra.
Here starts this kind of tango that the Brazilians make jokes to ask to us, no? To the Argentines and Uruguayans. The tango is a sad song, okay. And we have the samba is a smile song,
okay, yes.
And we respond. You play one World Cup and Uruguay wants your one World Cup, and the next World Cup prepare because could
yeah.
be Argentina.
Yeah, okay.
This is Aquellos Tangos Camperos by Salgan and De Leo, by the orchestra of Barenboim.
Thank you.
Okay, so before this time there were no lyrics. The tango was just instrumental music.
Before this time are not singing, but they said something. The tango have roots that very 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 beautiful. And one root was the Andalus songs guitar. Another root was the candombe, called candombe is another African term that is much more drums, like it's, and now it's very popular in Uruguay. I think that the tango, the Argentine wants the tango world, and the Uruguay wants the candombe tango. Okay. Very beautiful music, like it's a mix, a low. They have a sign of samba, Brazilian samba, another way that calls payada. Payada. Mm-hmm. Payada is about, is the roots of the payada are the versolari, the Basque versolari, because in Argentine we have a strong immigrant to develop the land that comes from the Basque country and from the United Kingdom. No? Yeah. And then the Basque people have a tradition that calls the Bersolari. That are people that improves, mm-hmm.
improvise,
no? With one and the other response.
Yes.
We have the payadores, the payada. And we have in Argentina the strongest payador, payada singers, called Gabino Ezeiza, which is a black man who lives in the end of the 19th century and death in the first time of the 20th century. And he was like Maradona. He was a very popular man, mm-hmm. no? And when Gabino Ezeiza goes to a bar, he played the guitar, mm-hmm. and improved his voice. Another man is like a sword fight,
like a
no?
Fighter, yeah.
Another man keep the answer,
mm-hmm.
and this is the payada. One man guitar,
okay.
speak and sang something about the subject,
yeah.
and the other response,
okay, sure.
and the, tak, tak. Okay. And yeah. this
so it's like
is the yes,
thing.
It's like a conversation, but with rima, like a mm-hmm. poem,
yes.
no?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very, very and improvised. It's yeah. very difficult to do.
Yes, yeah.
But the roots
yeah.
and it's frequently that the payadores could be very good fighters or have good fighter friend, because mm-hmm. it's frequently to. To the payada, keep hot and keep in fight, no? Yes, yes, yes. We are speaking about. Imagine you are in the worst place of Liverpool, no?
Yeah.
Or
it's the worst place.
Yes, yes, yes. And they have there's a register that Gabino Ezeiza and José Bettinotti and Nemesio Trejo are three payadores, and this was a register calls that Gabino Ezeiza, another payador, plays his payada for 3 days, non-stopping. This is Raza Criolla, or El Taita, maybe both of them, by the orchestra of Osvaldo Pugliese.
Thank you.
So what is Lunfardo and how did it develop?
The first letter developers are not academic people,
okay,
but they have, they write milongas that are like the first expressions of tango,
okay,
with a strong power of descriptions, a strong power of metaphorism, that is very, they are like storytellers about between metaphors, and you can understand all the life in this world, no?
Sure, yeah.
But they are the lumpen, the low class are much more a lot of people in jail, and they need to keep a cryptic language between persons, okay, and they built the slang called the Lunfardo, and they develop letters about milongas or tango in Lunfardo, and some people that who don't speak Lunfardo, because then between the times said the Lunfardo is not posh and out of the you don't understand nothing, and the Lunfardo is a sensation, is a sense, it's not only words. You can set some word, but you need to set the intonation and the context and the eyes, and with or without the smile could be changed the sense.
So
it's very
very subtle now.
Yes, yes, it's beautiful. It's an enigmatic world and beautiful world. I love this world, no? I think that you can communicate. You don't speak Spanish and I don't speak Spanish, but you came from Armenia and I came from from Bolivia, and we can speak because we are, for example, we are in jail or we are okay. This is El Chamucho, the lyrics of Felipe Fernandez, calls aka El Chacaré, like the little crocodile, by Edmundo Rivero.
Se bate, se chamulla, se parola, se parlamenta río como grilo, y aunque la barra bufi le destrilo, el lengua es chin, es un bacán de bola. Si es Vicenzo el cafaña y no la grola, lo cantan parfileo mancadilo, y hay cada paventoso tirifilo más puntiagudo que zapallo Angola. El chamullo cafiolo es una papa, cualquier mistongo el repertorio ñapa, y es respetado cuando lo parla un macho. A veces si otro camba me lo emparda, hay programa de speech en la buzarda, o se firma con un feite en el escracho.
And this is one part of the first times of the tango letters. Then the century passed, the second century, the 20th century passed, and the academicism came from Argentina, to Argentina and Uruguay, from Europe, when the words, the world wars, and people and the Argentina and Uruguay have a very very strong public education, and they could develop much more flowerness speak, and then you have another letter developers that have in Spanish or in Lunfardo, but much more in Spanish, very beautiful, not only letters, also music, no? Music, very, very academic music, no? Like classic music.
Classical music from Europe, okay.
If you hear, you can hear the difference from the first time of the tango and the last time from the tango. And the subjects that the, when you ask me, what do you speak about when you speak about tango, Yes, food. No, not football. The sports. The sport. The strong sport was the turf, not the football.
What do you mean?
Turf. The horse.
Like horse racing.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah, horse racing was the
big sport.
Is the sport of the Tang people. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, 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 yes. You never saw in a film Carlos Gardel in a football match, but you always saw Carlos Gardel in a horse
running track,
in the
track, yeah.
Hippodrome. I don't
know. Yes, hippodrome.
Yes, yes. And I select one thing about the hippodrome of Buenos Aires,
yeah.
And you have a lot of tangos about horses, about horses, winners and losers horses.
Yeah.
You can do one or two programs about only the horse world in the tango.
Okay.
Yes, and the strongest thing calls is Leguizamo Solo. That is Leguizamo, Irineo Leguizamo was an Uruguayan horse driver. That is the Maradona of the horse drivers, no?
Okay.
And he was a star. And Carlos Gardel plays and sing with his partner Alfredo Lepera the song Leguizamo Solo. Solo is when it's lonely, and when you win the horse the horse race, you win. If you win solo, alone, nothing are
nothing,
here.
Nothing's
it's not by a head or by a centimeter. It's solo. It's
so
lonely.
You're completely
yes. So the shout is Leguizamo solo. No, yeah. This is you are the best.
Okay.
You said hey, for example, Rooney the best.
Yes,
no.
Yeah.
Leguizamo solo.
Alza la cinta, parte los tongos, como saetas al viento veloz. Detrás va el pulpo, alza la tenda, la mano estrecha que el ojo avisó. Siguen corriendo, doblas del como, ya se acomoda, ya entra en acción. Es el maestro el que se arrima y explota un grito en el alrededor. Le gritamos solo, gritan los nenes de la popular. Le gritamos al zarote, contestan todos los de la oficial. Le gritamos viejo y peludo, ya está el puntero del pulpo a la par. Le gritamos al galope nomás y el pulpo cruza el disco triunfal. No hay duda alguna, es la muñeca, es su sencillo y gran corazón. Los que triunfan por la cabeza son gran estilo y con precisión. Lleva los fingos a la victoria, corta el dominio de su profesión. Es que lo distinguen como una gloria, mezcla de asombro y de admiración. Le gritamos solo, gritan los nenes de la popular. Le gritamos al galope nomás, contestan todos los de la oficial. Le gritamos viejo el peludo nomás, ya está el puntero del bulbo a la par. Le gritamos al trotecito nomás, y el pulpo cruza el disco triunfa.
Bueno, viejo Francisco, decida al pulpo que el lunático lo voy a retirar a cuarteles de invierno. Ya se ha ganado su garbancito. Y la barra completamente agradecida. Sentí la barra.
Muy bien.
Leguizamo solo. Composed in 1925. The lyrics by Modesto Papavero and by Carlos Gardel. This is NP, like No Place, the music by Juan José Riverol, the lyrics by Francisco Loyacono, interpreted by Edmundo Rivero.
mirando tu performance del hipódromo platense. Nunca al marcador llegaste, siempre fuiste no placer. Se le sentó en la largada, la pecharon en el coro, eso gritó la gilada y por eso te compré. Me pasé una temporada al cuidado de tus patas, te compré una manta nueva y hasta polis en el box, relojeándote la parante. La partida palo errado, yo no sé quién me ha engañado, si fuiste vos o el reloj. Te anoté en una ordinaria, entraste medio prendida, dijeron es por la monta o es bombero el cuidador. Esto sangre que te pierdes, hija de desobediencia, no saldrás de perdedora, pues te falta corazón. Ahora corres en cuadreras, no tenés la mantaquilla, no te preocupa la cancha, el estú ni el cuidador. Pero si algún día de estos te vuelvo a ver anotada, yo me juego la parada porque soy buen perdedor.
NP, that is called no place, okay. when you don't finish the race,
yes. Okay.
Your horse is no place.
Okay, yes.
It's about a horse,
yeah,
that a man buy this horse because he have in his heart this horse and calls no place. No place. And the tango calls N point P point.
Okay,
that
okay.
In the card. This horse and the tango, the racing tango,
yeah,
the horse racing tango have a lot of terms in Lunfardo comes from the English.
From English. Yeah.
Because the turf in Argentine, yeah, said, I don't know here, but in Argentine said, the king's sports.
King's sports, yeah. Mm? Yeah,
and you have a lot of satellites between the king's sport, mm-hmm, that is the horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of terms in English,
mm-hmm,
and in Basque.
And in
because
Basque.
The British and the Basque are the first land developers in the River Plate.
Okay. Mm? Yeah.
So you have a lot of horses calls. I don't remember,
yeah,
because I'm not the horse man.
Yeah, yeah.
But my neighborhood in Buenos Aires is where is the hippodrome.
Yeah.
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 We have two hippodromes in one neighborhood. It's curious, but yeah, big hippodromes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, but now only one, because this passion keep low. This is Palermo, lyrics by Juan Villalba and music by Enrique Delfino.
Maldito sea Palermo, me tenés seco y enfermo, mal vestido y sin mortal. Porque el viento los domingos me patino con los pingos en el H Nacional. A buscar al que no pierde, me atraganto con la verde y me estudió el pedigre. Y a pesar de la cartilla, largo yo la ventanilla, todo el laburo del mes. Berretines que tengo con los pingos, metejones de todos los domingos. Por tu culpa me encuentro bien fané, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Así debe ser. Ilusiones es el viejo y de la vieja, van quedando deshechas en la arena, por las patas de un zungo roncador, ¿qué le voy a hacer si soy jugador? Palermo, cuna del reo, por tu culpa ando sin medio, sin honor y dignidad. Soy manga y caradura, paso siempre mi chadura por tu raza caballar. Me arrastra más la perrera, más me tira una carrera de una bonita mujer. Como una boca pintada, me engrupe la colorada, cual si fuera su miser. Berretines que tengo con los pingos, metejones de todos los domingos. Por tu culpa me encuentro bien fané, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Así debe ser. Ilusiones del viejo y de la vieja van quedando deshechas en la arena. Por las patas de un tungo roncador, ¿qué le voy a hacer si soy jugador?
Okay, well, many people look at the tango. The dance now seems very intimate between a man and a woman. But when it was only danced by men, was it very different? Were the dance moves very different than they are now?
No, well, the tango dancers said that the tango has a machista, a male root, no?
Okay, yeah.
So the tango dancer says that the man drive the woman dancing,
okay.
No?
Or leads one, the man leads one.
Leads the woman.
Yeah.
So, well, this is the key of the tango dancers.
Okay.
Then with art, because the tango dancers have strong rules. You can have your partner in dance, but you don't keep in love with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? This is a rule, an ancient rule about the tango, and it's very respectfully
okay.
A rule. Yeah. I don't know now, but this is a rule, eh?
Yeah. But even like the fact that this rule exists is interesting because I mean but I think because the dance is very intimate,
yes,
that you need a rule like this.
Yes.
If the dance wasn't so intimate, like almost all other dances,
yes,
you don't need this rule because it's not such. But the tango is a very
yes. Personally, I think that is the misogynist world of the tango, no? And the other is the Italian world that the donna, the la mamma, no? And and this woman is helping you. You are leading this woman when you are dancing, but this woman is helping you to develop the dance.
Yes.
And you have a strong respect.
Yeah.
Or I think that it could be a rule between the power that they said the woman not here, not in the tango, not dancing the tango, because bad face to the woman. And they negotiate. Okay, he's not a prostitute.
Yes.
He's only a dancer. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
Or this the tango. The first tango, yes, have a lot of sexual connotation in his letters, and very very very. Smiley, but you can smile a lot because if you understand what they could said in a metaphoric form, because they couldn't said in a direct form,
yes,
it's fantastic.
Yes,
it's fantastic,
yes, yeah.
And you can when the tango, when you ask me about what subjects keep the tango, no? Maybe, yes, the women, the prostitutes, the drugs, but they may be dealed to not direct word.
Yes, yeah.
When you speak about your neighborhood, it could be direct. When you speak about the horses, the turf, the football, or your club, no?
Maybe
they have a lot of very, very beautiful musics about the neighborhood.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have in Buenos Aires neighborhoods and football clubs that are much more tangueros than others.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because in Buenos Aires, for example, in the middle of the 20th century, we have two when I said the middle is from the 30 decade, no?
In the 30s.
Yes. That is the, because the new tango, no? No, the new wave, the new tango with Carlos, the new Carlos Gardel. We can hear the old Carlos Gardel and the new Carlos Gardel. Two literary currents calls the literary currents from Florida, that is the center of the city, that is the business center of the city, and the literary current from Boedo. Boedo is a neighborhood, very strongly tangero, and this neighborhood is like another country, no? Boedo is a country, a cultural country, who has his football club called San Lorenzo Almagro. This is Boedo by Osvaldo Pugliese and Astor Piazzolla. The lyrics by Dante Lingera and the music composed by Julio De Caro. And for example, La Boca is another republic with another kind of people, and you have the Boca Juniors and the River Plate, because we are speaking about the River Plate, and River Plate is, then the River Plate moves to close to the Hippodrome in Belgrano, in the neighborhood of Belgrano, that is the posh neighborhood in Buenos Aires, no? Yeah. But for example, it's much more tangero San Lorenzo, River Plate, or Platense, that is another club close to River Plate, but much more short. Yes. But his name is from a horse who win a racing in this hippodrome close to the River Plate stadium. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's strong, and one of the strongest singers calls El Polaco Goyeneche, no, the Polish Goyeneche. Is from this club Platense, or Huracán is another strong club in Argentina, close to San Lorenzo, that are the very 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 tango, and the poetries of the tango are not from Florida, are from Boedo, because from Florida are, for example, another kind, but it's curiously because in this group of Boedo is, for example, Jorge Luis Borges.
No, mm? Yes.
Okay. That in his first years, in the young years, he was the bibliotecario,
the librarian.
The library of the library of Boedo neighborhood. Yeah. No, so he said that he hates the football, but he was from San Lorenzo, and the other that develops strong milongas in Lunfardo, Carlos de la Púa or Sebastián Piana are from Huracán. No, it's not casual that those two tangueros club that are very strong differences are involved by the tango.
Okay.
And when I speak about the other, the payada, no? This form leaves to the not hooligans, but the hinchas, the people, the football supporters, world, and you can see in Argentina the oral fights between fans that one club said in a song ta 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 ta, and the other the answer at the moment, and you play payadas with a lot of people, but immediately.
Really, yeah.
And the best are, all the people said that the best when San Lorenzo and Huracán keeps a football match, you need to go 1 hour
before
because you need to show and hear this scene about the payadas, no? Because are they much more creative and but I think that is the intellectual neighborhood that do that, no?
Yes.
Well, it's very beautiful. And this is Barrio de Belgrano, Belgrano's Neighborhood, by Roberto Goyeneche.
Barrio de Belgrano, caserón de Texas, ¿te acordás, hermano, de las tibias noches sobre la vereda? Cuando un tren cercano nos dejaba viejas, raras añoranzas bajo la templanza suave del rosal. Todo fue tan simple, claro como el cielo, bueno como el cuento que en las dulces siestas nos contó el abuelo. Cuando en un pianito de la sala oscura sangraba la pura ternura de un bal. Revivió en las noches dormidas del piano, y al conjuro sutil de tu mano el fantón del abuelo vendrá. Llámalo. Viviremos el cuento lejano que en aquel caserón de Belgrano, venciendo al arcano, nos llama mamá. Barrio de Belgrano, caserón de Texas, ¿dónde está el aljibe? ¿Dónde están tus patios? ¿Dónde están tus rejas? Volverás al piano, mi hermanita vieja, y en las melodías vivirán los días claros del hogar. Tu sonrisa, hermana, cobijo mi duelo, y como en el cuento que en las dulces siestas nos contó el abuelo, tornará el pianito de la sala oscura a sangrar la pura ternura del bal. Revivió en las voces dormidas del piano y al conjuro sutil de tu mano, el faltón del abuelo vendrá. Llámalo, llámalo, viviremos el cuento lejano que en aquel caserón de Belgrano, venciendo al arcano, nos llama mamá.
Okay, that's just about it for tonight's episode, part two in the series. It's actually looking like we might have three or four, or maybe even five programs. So we'll try and get the next installment up as soon as possible. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time. And of course, many, many thanks to Hernan for joining us again tonight. Bye bye.